Last week, we talked about the number of people using food banks in London more than doubling in the past year. It's not just individuals, but youth groups and school breakfast clubs, which are relying more and more on free food handouts. 59% of charities say there has been an increased demand for food, while 42% of them have had their budgets cut. Supermarkets have now signed up to make sure some of their food, which would have been destined for landfill, is now redistributed amongst those who really need it. At BBC London 94.9's Anna O'Neill is back. Now, this is a story you brought to us last week. Interestingly enough, in a number of little newspapers, on Twitter, I've seen the story just get bigger and bigger as more and more people realise that it is actually a fact. There are some people who are taking some real big hits and suffering some hardship. What is fair share, and how different is fair share from a food bank?
Well, food banks are more where individuals donate and individuals benefit from them, so that there'll be individuals, or you know, a head of a family that will be identified by social services or by their GP or some other agency, and they'll be able to go in and get a certain amount of food from the food bank for a very small amount of time, say 3-4 days, just to tide them over until they get the rest of their benefits claim sorted out, until they get their money sorted out. Fair share is a little bit different. It's a UK charity and it helps communities to end poverty and food waste. So it's helping community groups and things, people like local charities or breakfast clubs or youth projects. And it gets a lot of its food from, say, big supermarkets or those big sandwich chains and so on, that'll get the surplus or the stuff at the end of the day that you know, would otherwise go to waste.
And in terms of following the story through, because I think it's the beginning as opposed to the end of it, where have you been today?
Well, I've been down to Wandsworth today, to Wandsworth Mind, the mental health charity, and it feeds about 35 people a day with a subsidised hot meal Monday to Friday. And it often gives them something to take home too, especially on Tuesdays when it's Fair Share Day. Manager Christine Street told me that the service is absolutely invaluable.
We get such a lot of people in, and you know, we're not a drop-in, so they can't just come in to have a meal here. They have to sort of come and engage in activities. But quite often, there's a large proportion of our service users that come in because they do need to be fed. And after lunch, they go home. A lot of ours, you know, probably can cook, but sometimes, you know, being on their own might not be, you know, bothered. Some of them only have microwaves. But to get that hot meal every day and the service that Fair Share are providing for us, it's made a huge difference to ones of mind.
It's excellent to hear. But what did the people who actually use the service think?
Well, I don't think you'd overestimate how much it means to some of those people to be able to not only have a hot meal, but to be able to share a meal together with other people, especially those people that otherwise wouldn't necessarily have anyone to share it with or wouldn't ever get a hot meal if they didn't go somewhere like this. Minaz Alibi, he's a service user there at the Wandsworth Mind. He's also a volunteer. And this is what he told me about how he values the service.
Well, the meals are, you know, the lunches are quite cheap. It's just £2 for the main course. So for me personally, that would make a difference because I'm on benefits. And so, you know, all I have to do is pay £2 for the main course. And then in the evening, I don't have to worry about a cooked meal because I've already had a cooked meal here at Wandsworth Mind. So in the evening, I just have to sort of think of something like a snack for my dinner, which is, you know, quite useful.
And of course, as I said, sometimes you get a goodie bag of perishables, especially if on a Tuesday. Joyce was one of them who took one of those home today.
I got bits of food that the lady gave me to eat when I got home, when I relaxed in front of the table and watching your show.
Absolutely. Do you know what's in it? Should we have a look?
Some bars, some oranges.
Yeah. Sandwiches. Nice ones as well. Yeah. Crayfish and rocket, yum.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't. Goodness sake, you've gone there to do a piece of investigative journalism and you've ended up eating out of the lady's perishables.
I'm saying nothing, Eddie.
Thank you very much, Anna O'Neill, with that report.